story. So we have a scene, again picked from current real, as real as it gets here, events in the world. So we have this country. It's a very old country, thousands of years old, and it used to be very powerful there in the middle between East and West. And then the colonialists, the Western soldiers and powerful people came and started taking over, installed a leader, a Shah, who was their friend. And then, as they did with many, many other countries, proceeded to just use their country for sucking out resources, for making money, and so on. Cheap labor. So finally, after seeing their land and other lands around them being taken away, taken over one by one, these people said, now it's enough. So they made a revolution, and it was a religiously powered and based society that they then established. And there you found more liberal ones and more radical ones, but the general feeling there among all were that, at least you freed us from the Western devils, as they called them by then. The materialists, the atheists, the parasites, the colonialists, the imperialists, whatever word you want to use. And you can't deny their presence and the history. So, and of course, that society that then appeared, or that it changed into, was kind of traditional in the sense that it was Islamic, but Islam was not the actual original religion or worldview in that nation either, because it's much older. So, yeah, there were differences in internal conflicts and so on, but the country stood its stand and was independent from the big empire over in the West, which that empire, of course, did not like. So it had been doing one after another attempts at getting rid of this government, taking over it. And then finally, they thought, well, end of February, beginning of March of 2026, in reality, or earthly reality, they thought, now it's the time. Last chance here. So they hit, and they were publicly admitting that their goal was, with the huge military might that they located outside that country, and with the powerful bombardment of the capital of that country, they were aiming at, first of all, killing the leaders, and first of all, killing the top religious leader, the whatever his name is. So when we, in our story, we follow that man, and he's standing there, and he's 86, almost 90 years old, long beard and tired now. He's there with his wife, who's also old, and he says, you know, that it's me they want. And the others, the leaders there, they have everything set up, they are prepared. And they have shelters, very secure, nuclear safe shelters for the government officials. So come down into the shelter. And he said, no, I'm not going down into some bunker, fleeing away. I remain at home. And he knew that his home, a little area of buildings there with his, where he lives with his family, it's the first place that is going to be bombed, and you know, basically obliterated. So he goes in, and they go, no, and but he's the supreme head, and he does what he wants. I think I said this before, but in any case, again. And he just sits there, reads his Quran, meditates. And then we see his home going up in flames. And we can follow him, you know, he's thrown into a wall, a corner there, and the whole thing, ceiling comes down, and it's just fire and explosion. And we see there that there's just a burnt out old body lying there. Now, he was actually wiser than it seemed. Although he was from an old school that anyway had to give way to new times. The old patriarch, theocratic state that used to be the standard in the old wise age, as he calls it, where God is feared and loved, and so on. So, by doing this, he's doing something heroic, while the president of the other little nation, which is the Chihuahua of the big empire, he is afraid. He's hiding in his special, super-duper equipped and comfortable presidential jet plane, flying around in circles over the Mediterranean Sea in safety. They can't get me here. So he's sitting there and he's afraid and hiding away far from the actual battle. While that man who is announced as the devil incarnate, devil in disguise, evil all over the world, and of course people just buying that, although they don't know him really. He sits there. And in this way, no matter what the people in his country think of him, how much they like him and his government or not, he becomes a hero. And he becomes a martyr. And the people, the Shia, you know, those of that religion that he was the head of, the most respectable elder of it rises, and they are angry. So yeah, let's see what happens next.